Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on Petullo and the pie of blame. Is he getting too much blame for this? I think he quite clearly is. We've scapegoated this guy, and the Eagles are probably going to do it sooner than later. We'll get back to that. Ross Tucker will join us at 12:30. His thoughts on what happened to the Eagles, what's next, and where the postseason goes from here, as there are now 8 teams left as the divisional round weekend starts on Saturday. All right, though, before we get back to all that, Hugh, we got an update here on the Bo Bichette stuff for the Phillies.
What we got?
All right, according to John Heyman, yesterday, the Bo Bichette meeting with the Phillies is said to have gone very well. Bichette apparently admires, quote, first-class organization, other pluses, the roster, the park, Mattingly's link, spring proximity to home. So sounded like yesterday's Zoom meeting or however they did it was a good one, and now we wait for the next steps. That's great. But there's something else that's interesting about this, Hugh, is I guess all assumed that if Bichette arrived, that meant JT Realmuto is out, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to have any money for him. Well, unless JT Realmuto's market is drying up and he has no other options. Let's listen to this. MLB Network Radio, they're talking about Realmuto and what options he does have right now.
I think the right play is bringing Realmuto back for 1 year. And I don't think Realmuto has a lot of options. It's tough to take pay cuts. I totally get that part. But at some point, whatever the market is what it is. I have not heard of a single team that is in on Realmuto right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like at some point, if he wants to keep playing, which he doesn't have to at 35 years old, but if he wants to keep playing, I think he probably needs to do this deal with the Phillies.
Hugh, I hadn't thought of the idea, and I think mostly because the way it was reported, that the Phillies really didn't have much, enough to kind of have both.
Mm-hmm.
But as I listen to that, if he doesn't have much of a market, he might have no choice but to accept a 1 year deal at a far less price than he was last year. I'm starting to now wonder, could they do the Bichette thing and still get JT back?
Sounds like they can, because it sounds like they kind of waited to see what the market was going to set for JT. And there hasn't been a market. So, yeah, there's a chance that he could probably come back.
All right. So that would be the best, because you really think about JT the last few years, right? He's become more of a 6-7-8 hitter, probably closer to 7-8 or 9,
mm-hmm.
In a great lineup, than he belongs at 5. And unfortunately, the last couple of years, they just have had no choice but to bump him up in lineups from time to time. If they could bring him back and it's a small deal and he ends up being the Philly 7 hitter, I mean, that's awesome. Like, that's a deep lineup where he's a 7-er. So that's got me intrigued. And then this story by Matt Gelb just a few minutes ago. He apparently, and according to Matt Gelb, according to his report a few minutes ago, the Phillies are viewed right now as one of the favorites to sign Bo Bichette across baseball because they may be willing to do what they've done with a lot of these other contracts, which is extend it to go extra years to give him the money he wants. So Gelb throws out the idea of 6, 7, or 8 year contracts. Hugh Douglas, would you be willing to go there to secure Bo Bichette if nobody else is willing to go to that line?
I would not have a problem with that, especially since you're about to extend Bryce Harper. So,
why you throw that in?
Come on.
We've talked about that. That's not happening.
I just saw a story come across my feed.
We told you to stop bringing that up.
A clear mandate.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It tracks well because I'm telling you, I just saw a story about Bryce Harper, and how he's getting ready for the season, how he's ready to go. So, yeah, I think it would bode well because not then that would put Bryce Harper in a position where he can ask for some more money.
Why are you so invested in Bryce Harper getting more money?
Were you his agent or something? What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that financial apology coming.
Okay. Can you stop? We got to focus on getting both.
Yeah, I know. One thing at a time, Hugh.
Side of the year over here.
So if this is the way they have to get Bo Bichette, I want Bo Bichette here. And I want to win the World Series with this group before their time runs out. Ideally, though, I would rather not do this, right? This the Phillies make a habit of this.
You don't
want
to give them money.
No, I don't mind giving
them the extended years.
That's it. I mean, if they want to bump up the money per year, I don't care about John Middleton's pocketbook. Damn. What I care about is, like, he's 27 now. He's going to play his age 28 season. So, ideally, a five-year deal feels, like, perfect. Six, I could do that. And he's still, you know, his contract will run out before he still gets to his mid-30s. Seven or eight, we're doing what we've done a lot recently, which was he's going to be here probably in his decline years.
I don't care.
I know, you never care.
No.
Geriatric team at the end, whatever.
I might not even be here.
So the length doesn't matter? Just sign him no matter what?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, all right.
We got a World Series to win.
I read it wrong, Joe. He extended his deal with Under Armour, and he said, like, you know, he's back like he never left, so we're going to get another rivalry pack.
Please.
I don't give a shit.
Please, no.
Yeah, they made history.
I mean, I can't one side of my mouth say I need them to go compete with the Dodgers.
Right.
And then in the other side be like, well, you know, too many years.
I know.
I don't care.
I know you don't. 10, 12, 15. Well. So that is an advantage they have because some teams don't want to do that. You know, some teams cut it off at 4, 5, 6. They don't want to go over that. The more this goes on, the more I feel like they're going to get them.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, if the Dodgers' advantage is going to be we spend all the money and we don't care, then if we want to get on that level, then maybe that's our advantage.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we can offer that no other teams will.
Yeah, most teams have gone away from that. Yeah,
great.
We'll see. As we go through this, I'm starting to believe he's going to be, truly believe he's going to be a Philly.
I will be very angry if he's not a Philly.
I've gotten to the point where I just have started to pencil him in the lineup.
Yeah,
so if he's not here, it's a loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've lost the
player. We should do the Bichette. We should do the lineup with Bichette tomorrow.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So we could pencil JT back in, too. It can take a one-year deal. All right. 215-592-9494. So we're all in. We'd go to 6 years for Bichette?
Not a problem.
Seven.
Yes.
Eight. No, you're a little off on it. I'll go with eight.
I'm a little squirrely when we get to eight or beyond that. Let's take a deep breath. All right. Jeff in Wilmington is up. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
All right. So I don't think we're going too hard on Petullo. But let me get to a couple things first.
Mm-hmm.
The A.J. Brown thing is definitely an issue because this goes back a couple of years. And what I go to is last year after the Super Bowl when he basically said this, you know, it doesn't really do much for me winning the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying he's selfish because I think every, you know, receiver can be selfish. Everybody wants the ball. But I think that really digs into the psyche of the team, you know, as the season goes on and he had the cryptic tweets and all this stuff, like, I think that's an issue. I can't prove it because I'm not in the locker room and I'm not trying to say anything against him personally because I don't know the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a really good dude. I don't know. I'm just saying from outside it looks like that. And another thing that's interesting, remember when Jalen first got here and he was talking about he likes to be coached hard?
Yes.
Yet now the scuttlebutt is he's resisting change or resisting whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't want to run. Like that's interesting to me too.
Jeff, I agree. I mean, if it's all accurate, right? Like if the reporting is accurate versus what we know he said in the beginning, then it speaks to someone who's changed as he's aged, right? Like his personality, his mentality. And I love that about him in the beginning, Jeff. It's part of why I thought he would work out because, you know, he would let them coach him to the level he needed to be. And obviously it worked. I mean, he's been a good quarterback.
Yeah. So getting to Petullo. So you said a lot of things at the top of the show, Joe, about all if you told us all these different things, would we say Petullo was a problem? Well, going into the season, we had an issue with the offensive line health-wise and whatever. We had a running back who was used up pretty good last year that it's difficult to run when you've got a bad offensive line. So the way I see Petullo should have taken those things more into consideration. And maybe he did, maybe he didn't, I don't know. But the offense should look a little different. There's a lot of times where Jalen holds on to the ball too long. But is that him not reading? I don't think so. I think it's the route tree, as everyone likes to say now. the routes were too deep. Like, it takes too much time to get them to develop. Last night I was watching, and I was watching the Steelers game, and I hate Aaron Rodgers. Man, that dude gets the ball out quick.
Yeah, he does.
Shouldn't that be something to do if you've got a sketchy offensive line? Don't give the quarterback the chance to hold on to the ball. Let's try to get it out quicker. I don't know. That's just what I observed.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, Jeff, to your point, maybe the problem was from the start, not so much Sunday, right? By Sunday, they were what they were.
There's a whole lot going on.
Yeah,
Sunday.
But you're right. Maybe they should have changed the approach. It did feel like they thought they could just do it again, what they did last year, and
yes.
It did not work.
And
right?
They can't.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the offensive line. You know, I don't know, man. It just, there's a lot of things going on. Sunday was bad all the way around. Defense didn't really play that well. They gave up too many chunk plays. Can't let Vic Fangio off the hook on that. And Stoutland University looked like Stoutland Community College.
It did. It did not look good. Jeff, good phone call. And you're right. I mean, the defense, for as good as they were this season, they did not play their best football on Sunday. I mean, they needed more out of the defense. They weren't bad, Hugh, but they weren't their best.
I mean, I hear you. I feel like, I mean, this is what happens when you lose. This is what happens when you lose. But we went into this game, and in my purview, they did enough for you to win. Like, they weren't stellar. They gave up a touchdown in the first drive of the game, but they did enough for you to win. They really did. Like, they, for the most part, because we're looking at the beginning of the game and we're looking at the end of the game. Because that's the key moments that are left in our heads.
Sure.
But that was a chess match throughout. They gave you two interceptions that you did nothing with. It's easy to blame the defense when they don't do what they've been doing the whole year. But we've seen times where they've let you down because they're leaking. They've been out there the whole game.
Yeah, we did ask a lot.
Look at this time of possession when you talk about that, man. I mean,
well, Eagles won time of possession this week.
No, but I'm saying the point is this. They gave you back the ball, and they gave you opportunities, and you squandered both of them. You got 3 points out of one of them and didn't get nothing out of the other interception.
Yeah, to be clear, I mean, the offense was way more of the reason they lost the game. I mean, it's not even close. I'm just saying.
No, I get it. Yeah. But it's just like when you hear that, it's like, dog.
Yeah.
You know.
They did let them walk down the field for their last touchdown, though.
Dog, they.
They did.
When you get a chance, especially when – the game is
cool. Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Close. And you have a chance to experiment. It's easy to figure out things once you get another crack at it and all that. That's basically what that was, because your offense did nothing to separate yourselves from their offense.
I know. Now you're right.
And when you talk about the personnel that you had against their personnel, that's what makes it crazy. No, but I get it. I'm not absolving the defense, but I just think it's kind of crazy when you talk about what they were up against, an offensive guru, a genius, and the way that they handled that. They had some miscues, no question. But damn, you kept giving them a bite at the apple because you couldn't score offensively.
Yeah, I mean, you did. I mean, they went, what, 3 and out, like 4 to 5 possessions,
yeah.
Which is what they typically do in the middle of games. J-Dog, Douglasville, what's up, J-Dog?
Hey, guys, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Going on, man? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Just a couple thoughts. My thoughts here. There's a lot of blame to go around. I just think that the one, if you're starting at who should get the most blame. I mean, we have a standard here in Philadelphia, and it's greatness. Uncle Jeff and Howie, they brought that in. So there's no looking back. I mean, that's our standard now. So, if people aren't going to, get onto that bandwagon of greatness, then, there's going to be a problem. I think that, you have to go to Kevin Petula, unfortunately. And the reason why I go there is if I visualize putting Ben Johnson in there as a offensive coordinator, how do I visualize, our season, and do we do better than Kevin Petula? And does this help put our players in a better position? I say, yeah. I say, definitely. So, I'd have to start with him. Did he do a bad job? No, I think he did an average job. But again, it's a business. Do we want average, or do we now have that greatness, that we're that standard now? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so I have to go with him first. Unfortunately, he doesn't deserve all the blame. And then I think number two, I think that AJ Brown and both Hurts, but they never bought into Kevin Petula's offense. They didn't like it. They don't want it for whatever reasons. And they, for whatever reason, I mean, is it a coincidence that AJ Brown's play just tapered off here the whole year? Some of those catches. I mean, I guess you guys did he miss those there? I mean, did he actually tank on the
J-Dog, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could have seen and J-Dog, good phone call. I wish I could have seen like a higher camera shot of some of those, because with the way the wind was, the deep shots. I don't know. Did the ball die? Because it did. Now he dropped the one he dropped in the last drive. It was a drop. I mean, it just hit him in the hands. The other two, it was kind of, he went to catch them strangely, as if they moved in the air, which certainly could have happened with the wind. I don't know. I mean, as far as AJ goes, I think he's physically declining. I don't think AJ Brown's the same guy he was 3 years ago physically, and that's obviously not a Kevin Petula. I mean, that happens to athletes as they age.
Yeah, and when you visibly point fingers at other people, and you're having games where you're dropping balls and not, making the plays that we are accustomed to see to make. Yeah, it's a real bad look.
Yeah, I mean, it really, for everyone out there that was frustrated with AJ during the season, it really, what an ending that he has a bad day in their final game of the season. Mad Mike, King of Prussia, up on WIP. Hey, Mad Mike.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're trying to figure it out together.
You know what? I told you so. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I came up with the list for you guys. It's the WIP Jalen Hurts jock sniffer list.
Oh boy! All right.
Yes.
What do you got? How many on the list? How many you got?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
So this is your top
so far, four.
Yeah. Top four. Okay. Let's hear them.
So we got Ike Reese, Jalen Hurts jock sniffer. We got John Ritchie, big time Jalen Hurts jock sniffer. James Seltzer, big time Jalen Hurts jock sniffer. And at the tippy top of the list, Hunter Brody, that he Broads will not. St. Jalen does no wrong in Hunter Brody's list. He had nothing to do with the game on Sunday. It was all everybody else.
Of course
fault.
It was. Well, I was waiting for Broads because this is the second year we did Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, right, in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
What do you think of that list, too? Ike, Richie, Seltzer, Brody?
This quarterback is the Teflon Don of accountability. He just gets to do, he just gets to stink for 2 years. So much so that last year they took the ball out of his hands and say, Saquon, take us to the playoffs. And we're always like, oh, St. Jalen, oh, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in two Super Bowls. No, he didn't, because he lost one of them, and Patrick Mahomes was damn near perfect in the second half. He did not. You're all mouth-breathing losers. But, I'm tired of hearing that one. Jalen Hurts is an offensive coordinator killer. He stinks. He refuses to run. He's not a quarterback, and when you take away his running, he's nothing. He's marginal at best.
Well, I do agree.
And no one wants to call him out. No one wants to call him out.
Because nobody.
Some people do. But I mean, what it is we don't want to acknowledge that maybe he's not as good as we thought. I mean, that's uncomfortable. Mike, we appreciate the list. Hugh, what do you think of the list there? Jock sniffers is not a term you hear very often anymore.
No, it's a little unfair.
It's strong.
It's a little unfair.
It's an antiquated term, but the list is interesting. I would call this maybe the Jalen Hurts, the biggest Jalen Hurts supporters. We could just say that instead of jock sniffers.
Yeah, it's a little unfair.
Ike, Richie, Seltzer, Broats.
Yeah, it's a little unfair. I don't consider any of those guys jock sniffers. I consider them.
Well, that's the Mad Mike Flair.
Yeah. If I change the word to Jalen supporters, would you?
I think that's probably that sounds list, a little better.
Yeah, I mean Broads has got to be top of the list. I mean he's the guy. Seltzer's a big Hurts guy. I would say that. Richie's a big Hurts guy. I feel like Ike's a little bit more objective on the Hurts.
I would
thing.
Agree.
It's
I
more feel, towards I feel, like he just calls it like he sees it. The other three, I would say, are Hurts guys.
See, I feel like more for Richie, it's because he actually played offense, and he knows that intimately. I think of Ike when he talks about it, it's more objectively because Ike was a linebacker, and when I think of Ike and the knowledge that he has of the game, he understands the concepts, in which to play because he's in coverage all the time.
So Seltzer and Broads are just probably, apologists?
Probably. I think Broads just over the top with everything that he does, which I totally appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate him standing up for his guy.
Seltzer's emotional. Seltzer's a little emotional.
Well, we've heard that. We've heard a little bit. He's very emotional.
Seltzer's emotional.
Unlike me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. More even keeled. Yes, I agree with that.
No, but it's when you talk about this situation with Jalen, it's a bunch of different things because we've seen Jalen have success. So that's why I'm not on the band on board with it all being his problem.
Well, it's definitely not all Jalen Hurts's, but it's at the same time, it's not
he's
all
a part of it.
He's
no.
not all Kevin Petullo's no, fault. I mean, that's also when was the last time we saw this passing game be really good?
It's been a while. Mm. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, how about like 4 years?
It's been about that.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't here for the first one, but it's been a while.
It feels like a long time ago.
It does.
Passing game was consistently really good. Ryan is up on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, studio?
What's up, Ryan? What are you thinking?
Hey, have you guys seen that Spider-Man meme where they're all pointing the finger at
each
other?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Who hasn't
that's
seen
Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, A.J. Brown, and Kevin Petullo. They're all to blame at the end of the day.
And well, they're all part of it. I agree.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
who do you pinpoint? Like, who's the true reason of it? And I think a lot of this distraction came from AJ all season. And I feel like, I mean, we all know he had his mental health problems. I get that. I feel that. And it's tough.
It is. Sorry, Ryan. Phone is connection. Connection is not great. As bad as the passing game at times. Not great there. Yeah, I mean, I do think they're all. That's. I guess it's my larger point is that Petullo's just become the guy. We just say it's all on him. They're all part of this thing.
Yeah, no question about it. But I think for us as fans, we gotta dole out blame. And right now, Kevin Petullo is the blame guy. He's the guy.
It doesn't make it right.
Yeah, it doesn't, but it is what it is. I'm not saying it's right, but he's about to get flamed for it.
He's been getting flamed for 48 hours, and he will probably lose his job over it. It just the whole thing is wild to me that we just have decided he's the reason all this stuff fell off. I don't buy it. I think there's way more to what is going on around here. All right, let's do this quickly. We'll do it, and then we'll be done with it. Cowboy Jim up in on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
More Mad Mike, less Aaron from San Diego. How about that?
Well, Aaron's suspended for the week after yesterday's performance.
Yeah. Oh, Eagles lose, and Aaron's out for the week. Oh, it couldn't be any better. And talking about Boba Fett, it won't help your sorrow, okay? How about you go get that kid that was ripping the Eagles, saying the Petullo should be flipping burgers? Why don't you get him to be a regular caller rather than that loser from San Diego?
Well, he's going to be a host one day. I could hear it in his voice.
Oh,
that kid's going to be on the air. Yeah,
I can. Okay. So much for a dynasty. I guess that's out of the question now. You know, no one's talking about dynasties anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, but we're going back to the playoffs.
It's on hold. It's just on hold.
Well,
yeah. So basically,
if we win next year, then we're back.
Yeah, that was
dynasty has a lot of legs.
The NFC East stinks. It's an embarrassment.
Well, part of that is because of the Cowboys.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh,
yes.
don't let Joe and Kyle, or as I call them, the lowercase exciting whiteys, undermine you when, you know, because you know all along about the Eagles. You didn't have, you know, you knew all along. They were a 9-8 team or an 8-9 team. You knew that all along. So don't be surprised that they lost to the 49ers. You know that. Is that correct?
No, I was surprised they lost to the 49ers. Oh, I was a little hurt.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. You,
and you really tried for an alley-oop there, Jim, and you got swatted away. I mean, he didn't know that. He guaranteed a victory.
Guaranteed
that's enough,
that
Jim.
Thing.
I'm out. Enough of Jim.
I guaranteed that thing, man.
It was a bad guarantee, if we're being frank.
Not really.
It was.
I mean, it was a guarantee, but, I mean, I tried to tell y'all. Y'all don't want to tell me, I put 24 points on it.
Well, that's what they needed to win. Literally, they needed 24. I told you for the whole week.
Their ceiling is 21.
And
they didn't
that's
even reach
why
their ceiling.
It's over.
They didn't reach their ceiling.
No, they didn't. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Ross Tucker will join us. That's his take on the Petullo situation. What's next? If they do move on, who could be the next coordinator? And what happens this offseason? Ross will join us next, plus his take on the remaining 8 teams in the NFL postseason. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.